Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle M. Pillow and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Great. The computer's slow, so everyone please forgive the technical difficulty as we bumble around. Today is Wednesday, April 16th, 2008. Welcome to Raven Radio. Like I said, Mandy is broadcasting live from the Panera Rest Room. You're not even going to deny it.
I'm helping someone else listen live. Hold on.
Oh, jeez. I'll just go without you.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Unfortunately, we will not be making it to the RT convention this year. For everybody who was able to go, we hate you. But because of us, we are just turning this into a party. And since Mandy locked herself out of the house, the party has been moved to a restaurant where they have supposed live internet hookup, but she can't read us. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to utilize the live internet hookup.
Which also means I was put in charge of the switchboard that gets the show going. And but all the bumbling is Mandy's fault. Okay. In truth, we are both disappointed that we aren't going to be able to make it to RT. It's always so much fun meeting everyone, hanging out, and going to the parties, and playing dress up, and getting out of the pajama pants, except for the pajama pant party. And the book signings are always so busy for us, and we've been getting emails, you know, asking what we're bringing, what we're going to be signing, and we just wanted to get an apology out to everybody who was there looking to get things autographed from us. And if we do have signings come up this year, we'll be sure to post announcements and announce them here on Raven Radio.
I'm following. I know.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going on without you.
You're just rolling with it. Do I even need to be here? I'll just, tag you later. How you doing?
You just get on when you can get on. And actually, we have a caller on air, and I will get you in just a second. I did want to announce that because we are at home pouting and not being able to go, we will be holding a contest today on Raven Radio where we will give away some books, gift certificates, and for those of you tuning into the archives after the live show, we will be announcing how you can enter later in today's show by listening to this archive.
Figure it out. We'll pass it on.
All you have to do today to enter is call in, give us your name, and basically you're entered. It would help, though, if you emailed us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com afterward.
Yes.
So we could, you know, have your email address to let you know if you win. And just say that you talked to us live. And then you can listen next week's show, and we will be announcing the winners live then. And like I said, the archived versions will be available for those, you know, of you who have better things to do right now, like keeping a job.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Is there better than us? I think not, my friend. Okay, and for everybody who wants to call in today, it's
646-595-3998. It's a New York number, so long distance charges will apply. That's 646-595-3998. You can also go to ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts to get to Raven Blog Talk Radio Live to chat with us. I think I'm done. Yeah. I'm getting looked at strange by a couple of people who just sat down, so I'm done. You flushed me.
I told you Mandy was in the restroom. No, actually, that's my door knocker for the day that somebody has called in. I didn't see the knocking one. I had to go with what I saw. Oh, hey, there's the show intro.
Welcome to Raven Radio.
You flushed me?
Welcome to Raven Radio.
You flushed me? That's instead of a door knocker, you flushed me? It's JC.
Hi, JC. Oh, my gosh.
Mandy left me in charge of the switchboard, and I can't find the door knocker.
Gee,
thanks.
Everyone will get the toilet flush today, just because my theory is Mandy is in the Panera restroom broadcasting live.
You went to the bathroom to broadcast?
I honestly believe her.
So you didn't make it.
I'm sitting on the dawn sipping a Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't make it home, huh?
No, I didn't. No. This is more interesting.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Is everybody staring at you?
Yes. And I'm pretty sure my face is like 8 shades of red. But we're just gonna ignore that and keep going.
Well, that's all right. They probably just think you're famous.
Yeah, right. Ooh, I'm going to, sign autographs later.
Start pulling out your books.
She doesn't have anything. I'm surprised she had the computer with her.
Well, I would have made it home, but the nice gentleman behind me, he and I got to chatting. So then it was like, 5 minutes to go. I'm like, oh, better log in. So now you, my darling dearest, had Riding Wild come out.
Yes.
Why don't we tell everyone who she is? She just said
yeah, that's true. Because we know, yeah.
You mean everybody doesn't know?
I know. They're just supposed to just feel the vibe and be like, J.C. Burton. Yes,
J.C. Burton.
Okay. For everyone out there who doesn't know who you are, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I'm J.C. Burton. I'm a romance author. I write paranormal romance for Bantam Dell and erotic romance for Berkeley. And I write erotic and romance for Samhain Publishing.
And you just had Riding Wild come out.
Riding Wild just released from Berkeley Heat in February.
Yeah.
That's available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the online bookstores, as well as all the local bookstores wherever you shop.
And I was at Our Borders yesterday, and they have it facing out. And next to it, they have one of your other books sitting next to it. And then now that after I've been there, they have all your books sitting next to it and facing out.
Yay!
Sure.
yes. Yay, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Just leave me alone and I'll totally make display cases and end caps for you.
Thank you.
The Riding Wild series is about what?
Riding Wild is a erotic romantic suspense about a group of Harley riding bad boys who work undercover for the government. And it's a really fun series because I love Harleys. My husband has a Harley, and we ride a lot. So I created this series about this group of bikers who work for the government, and I'm having a lot of fun writing. And I'm actually just starting writing the third book in the series right now.
Okay. And you have a cover for the next one, correct?
Well, I have the cover, but they're making some minor tweaks to it right now, so. I actually haven't posted it yet.
Geez, you know what? I've realized I can't do more than one thing at one time. I'm going to have to ignore the chat. So. Oh, I hear myself in stereo.
You're looking at the switchboard, and I'm just going, I don't know what to do. So, yeah, keep going, guys. You're doing great.
Okay, and now I'm going to talk about the Human Island series, because I know you just got a cover for that that's really sexy.
Yeah, the Demon Hunter series, the third book will be releasing in October, The Darkest Touch, and I do have the cover for that. That's up on my website.
Okay, who's in this book? Which characters? Because I know a lot of people who've been following the series know the characters now.
Ryder and Angelique are in the third book in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And that one has a beautiful...
Right?
Pardon?
I'm going to look for the cover.
If that has... That one has a beautiful purple cover, Mandy's favorite color.
Yes.
Where is it?
It's up.
I'm on your website. Where is it at?
See, what you need to be asking is, when is the Mandy book coming out?
Ooh, that
the
is
Mandy
crazy.
Book. Well,
Mandy
is one of the characters in the Demon Hunter series. She does make an appearance in The Darkest Touch, and even more so in The Darkest Temptation, which will be the fourth book, but... Not you don't get a starring role just yet. Working on it, though.
Oh, come on. I will make brownies, send them out. I'll do whatever.
Brownies. Now, see, now
brownies,
that's my weakness. Brownies.
Brownies. Yeah.
No, I'll move you up on the list.
And they're a goodie, too, since I'm hearing enough.
You're going to get a giant shipment of those from everybody who ever wanted to be in your book.
I know.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay, because I really,
time.
Really like brownies.
Oh, and she made me talk.
Hi, is anybody there? Are you there?
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm here. Oh,
it just let me get back into the switchboard live. Sorry, everyone, for that. This is going to have a bunch of dead air in it.
Honey, you guys admitted it's funny.
It kicked me off, and it said, I'm sorry, all servers are busy after it kicked me off. So I tried to call back, and it said, I'm sorry, the host has already called in.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. It's you.
Oh, no, it's, yeah, it's fun.
I'm crying.
Okay, well, everyone,
how do you know?
You're heading home. Well, everyone, hopefully you weren't listening to a bunch of dead air for too long. Thank you.
You know what?
Rowan in the chat room, who says you can hear us. Of course, the day that we decide to have the big contest is the day, and we're getting all these calls in, and people have been hanging up, which is fine. You know, go ahead and hang up. But these days that we've been getting all these big calls in, hello? Oh, I think we lost Mandy. On the days that we're getting all these big calls in, of course, are the day that, you know, or is the day that I'm left bumbling like an idiot as the host of the show All By My Lonesome.
No, I'm here.
Oh, well, it's saying that it hung up on you.
No. I muted while I cussed at someone who cut me off. Okay.
You know, speaking of cussing, while we're on the topic, I've actually been researching British cuss words.
I'm scared. Okay.
You know, no, I'm actually thinking it's kind of fitting for today's show.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? When the British cuss, it sounds so friggin' elegant. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I've been doing, like, I love just researching weird history topics, and it actually kind of had this thing where people from the Victorian era, you know, cleaned up their language a lot, but before then, the British were really known for cussing. And that even, like,
yeah.
Joan of Arc would call them, like, les goddams or whatever, because they would cuss so much, and that was, like, their...
Say it again, and say it in your French accent there, baby.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, Mandy just got disconnected again. Darn that blog talk.
You know, it's so much better now that I'm in the car, because I can laugh, like, hysterically, which is going to tick off, like, how many of those people who said, you laugh too much, Mandy.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Some of the little cussing phrases that used to be, you know, before the Victorians got a hold of everybody.
Right, right.
They would have, or let's see. Well, we're E for everyone, aren't we?
Yes, we're E for everyone. So you have to.
They used to call people a fart catcher. It was.
I'm going to call someone that. Hey, fart catcher in front of me, drive a little fast.
It was like a valet or a footman who used to walk behind his master or mistress, so they'd call them fart catchers. They had butter buns.
They didn't walk behind my husband or they'd be dead.
Which I can't really give you the definition of, but I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it.
Fire
ship.
I can guess. You want me to take some guesses? Probably not.
Yeah, but you can't say the real guess online or live on air.
There's that nice gentleman at Panera who's listening to us live, so other people around him are hearing us right now.
Oh, hi. Hi, Panera.
It's Joe. Hi, Joe. Thanks for bearing with us. Yeah.
Mandy loves your sandwiches.
Yes. Oh, no, he's just a customer there. He doesn't actually.
No, I was giving a shout out to the restaurant.
Oh, Panera, yes. Michelle, everybody, thank you for dealing with me. And you know what? I don't have the call-in number in front of me to do that, nice little game show host loop thing I do. So, Michelle, you can give him the call-in number real quick.
JC's in the chat room, and she said that she was so boring that I kicked her out, and that's not true. It's Blog Talk.
No, it was her. It was totally her. Don't deny it.
What happens when Mandy leaves me in charge of things? I'm not good at this.
That's what happens when she makes me wait two more books to get.
Yeah, this is Mandy's evil plot. So, JC, if you want to call back, I will try to click the right button to get you on here.
I kid you not. Okay, I'm going to get yelled at by everybody and their brother because I was just speeding and I just drove past a cop. And I swear to God, if I get pulled over during... Oh, my God, I quit. Oh, I'm going to get so many emails. Why were you driving it on the phone? Okay, I'm on the Bluetooth, so if that makes it any better, I'm hands-free. Which I tell everybody don't do when you call into Raven Radio. This is why. Wow.
Well, everyone, since we are having so many technical difficulties today, and I know there were people who had called in and they weren't letting me, you know, get them on air. First of all, apologies for that. But just email
us. We did jot your number down, though, because it does show your number. I'm not going to say it out loud. But we jotted it down. If you want to email us and say, that was my number, I called and it was me, we will enter you in the contest.
Yes.
If you're an author wanting to do the shout-out or you want to call back in, please do. You know, and we're hoping that we won't get kicked again.
Yeah. Hopefully when we go to evening shows, too, that will help out with some of this.
yeah,
technical
yeah.
difficulties that have been happening lately. I don't know.
You know what? I'd
have
be disappointed if it did. I would. I would just be disappointed if we didn't have something screw up every week. I think they come to anticipate it and expect it and almost, you know, embrace it for months.
Yeah, well, this week is just ridiculous the way that it's happening.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Especially on our big contest day. That just bites.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, we finally had a contest, and yeah, this is what happened.
Everyone, if you want to give us a call in, please do try again. We are so sorry for the technical difficulties. There was like five people, you know, at one time, and I'm sitting there going, I can't even log in to say anything to them.
Okay, can I just interrupt this for a brief moment to mock vanity plates? Okay, baby boy in front of me, you demand. Hurry up. Okay,
right here,
yeah,
baby boy.
Vanity plate. Baby
you
boy.
Know, he's probably
I really
listening
would think
to you.
Yeah, you know what? I'll wave, and, you know, it doesn't make me think you're packing anything big there, buddy, with baby boy as your vanity plate. Might want to go with, like, big hunk of burning love. I don't know, something. I don't know. Not that.
Well, we should probably go ahead and give the call-in number for those of you who might have missed it at the, you know, earlier bumblings of the show. The call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long distances charges can apply. Or you can go to ravenhappyhour.com, follow the breadcrumbs to get to the radio show, and chat with us live to ask questions. Both ways are ways you can enter into the contest. If you had tried to call in or were in the chat room and got kicked or wasn't able to get through, just email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com, and we'll get you into the contest, no problems. We are so sorry for the technical difficulties, but it can't be helped. If
yes.
we were in charge, things would go better. no, that was not my application. It's easy to say that when you're not in charge.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of love for JC in the chat room. Rowan loves her books, and so do we all. And poor JC, I still feel bad that she got kicked, but we'll blame Mandy.
Yeah, well, we got to plug her blog, too. It's jcburton.com. It's J-A-C-I-B-U-R-T-O-N. And if I spelled that wrong, I'm not going to apologize. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, definitely check her out. Check out her Demon Island series. Or,
we got a caller.
No!
The caller went away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Bomber, boo, we see you. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. We were supposed to have a... the delay that normally happens, so I thought I was timing it right.
Are you there?
No, they hung up. It's
oh,
just
wow.
you again.
So you flushed them and they ran.
You, no,
you
know,
did a drive-by flushing. You did?
No.
They don't
they
feel
hung
loved
up.
And respected.
Well, hold on. Let me try to find a knock.
Scroll down.
I have a
there
scroll
you go.
Up. Don't ask. I don't know. I found it there. But we really have no caller. So, yeah, you won't be flushed anymore. Once again, Mandy's fault. Michelle is awesome.
Hey,
we do
I'm
have a few.
I'm
we
driving down
a...
Main Street. Oh, God, how sad is it? My
you know what? I want you to get arrested. I want you to
you
be pulled over and arrested right now.
Get arrested by a hot cop, and then I could go in. You know, we could host the show from in there. But you know what?
You know
AT&T,
that's not
going to
happen.
I probably wouldn't have any bars in there. Yeah.
No, they'll have bars.
It's not the ones I need to connect.
They just won't let you take your phone
and handcuffs. Wait, I'm trying to debate: is it better to just stay on the phone or have hot men with handcuffs?
Well, you know, we did have JC online, but
yes.
I did want to ask her when I had you both on there, but we got cut off. You guys have a workshop coming out together.
We do. We do. And it's in May, and I don't remember the exact dates because I stuck in front of my computer.
It's May 5th to May 16th, and there's going to be six lessons posted over 2 weeks. And it's JC Burton, Mandy Roth, and it's called Fundamental World Building. So it's a workshop for authors.
Yes.
If you're interested in world building. And if you go to the Raven Happy Hour blog, so just go to ravenhappyhour.com and then just click on the blog link, you'll be able to see an announcement there with all the details of kind of where you can go and what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
but I think you guys were focusing on paranormal romance.
Paranormal and fantasy, we're building up, and we're going to, you know, start off pretty simple with it to give you the basics and then, you know, go from there. And we're thinking about doing some Q&A with everybody in case they've got questions, and, you know, we'll do answers in that. But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
And you also had officially the Magical Seduction book come out.
Yes, Magical Seduction came out.
Anya last week.
Yeah, I was at the store yesterday, like I said, rearranging end caps for everyone. And I picked up my copy. Hold on. I'm entering my house now, guys. You like this? It's a play-by-play. Oh.
I would laugh so hard if you were still locked out.
You know what? We're not even going to talk about that. Oh, my God.
But Magical Seduction by Catherine Fox, Mandy Roth, and Anya Bast, now available at bookstores and on Amazon.com. And it has a story from each of them. Catherine Fox wrote Web of Desire.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy's is Solo 2, and Anya's is Tempted by 2. And they were all originally published as ECE books, so you know they're going to be good. And you can also buy, I'm sure you can buy the book through EC too, or at least get links to there.
Yeah.
So do you have any other news that you need to announce, or have I done it all for you?
You know, I honestly don't know. Hold on 1 second. You know what? Can you give me that call-in number again?
Your plus
call-in number.
If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges apply. Really, you need that on loop. You probably haven't. You're just torturing me because you know I can't find it. If you want more information on using your computer, go to ravenhappyhour.com, and you can follow the breadcrumbs and get to the chat room and type your questions there. Both ways will get you entered into our contest, and winners will be announced next week. Now, before we get cut off again or something happens, our contest catchphrase, and this is what you can use if you are listening to the archived versions. One, congratulations on getting this far in today's radio show.
Yeah. Ooh, well, can I give the catchphrase or... Do you have
I love
it?
You. Let's see. Enter the contest, you email this next catchphrase that we will be giving you to ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. If you get lost, you can go to michellepillow.com or mandyroth.com and just email us through our author links or our contact links, and we'll get you in the contest. And the catchphrase is... Michelle is a golden goddess, and Mandy is a lackey.
Mandy's a lackey. No, no. I don't think
Michelle is a golden
phrase.
Goddess, and Mandy is her lackey.
If I email in and it just says, bitch, you know what? Hey, you know what? Am I on the other line, too?
I no clue.
Oh, wow. Way to check the switchboard.
Yeah, do you need that one on?
Yeah, because Singular AT&T here, they don't really like my house because they cut me off.
Okay. You should be on your other phone line. If not, then you abandon me, and I don't like you very much.
Look, all is well in the world again. All is right. And, you know, I was almost out of charge, too, so it's a very good Oh, people,
so
if you knew the story behind this morning, you would totally just feel for us. You really would.
Well, I think you should give them the story about this morning. Actually, Mandy, this is an intervention about your TV watching.
Oh, my gosh. So everyone who listens knows I'm not a big TV watcher. I'm not a fan. You guys know that, right? Well, I have been in that funkadelic.
Oh, wait, we got another caller. Let's get to them before they get hung up on.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Raven Radio.
I'm not a caller. It's JC. I'm trying this again. So I'm nobody new.
Nobody new.
No, it's
okay. I don't know
if they can have you back.
It's just the same old me again. Don't hang up on me. Don't flush me.
Hang up on you, and I didn't flush. I just
she hung up on you. She did. She hung up on you, and then she was like, when you were gone, and it was like muted, no one else could hear. She's like, I'm so glad that JC's gone.
I know. She's like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm totally.
She's so rude.
Totally. It's a
Everyone's
thing.
Scared of me, right?
Yeah, it's just been that kind of day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been something else today, I'll tell you.
Well,
So you were broadcasting while driving home?
No, I would never.
Right.
Yeah. Talking on the cell phone in the car is wrong. So is speeding.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't drinking and driving, so there we go.
Well, no, because you were holding the phone.
And coffee, in the other hand. I was just staring with my teeth. Yep.
You know you're good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, JC, we were talking about you guys' upcoming workshop. Did you have anything you wanted to add to what you're doing?
No, because it's a darn good thing that Michelle knows all about it, because Mandy didn't know.
Well, I know. That's what I'm like, is there anything you want to add? Because I'm just going off of what she had told me.
No, I think you got it all. You got it right, and it's basically a basic paranormal world-building workshop. We're going to cover the bare bones, you know, just how to start out on building a world for the paranormal and fantasy genres.
Now, where can people go to sign up, or how do they do that? Do you guys know?
Please. Yes,
you
can go to neorwa.org. which is Northeast Ohio Romance Writers Association, and you will see links to workshop, and we are listed in the May workshop, and you can find links directly to Rhonda, who's in charge of signing everyone up for that. I think it's like $25 if you're not a member, and I think it's like $15 if you are. It's pretty, it's a very low fee to do it.
Yeah, it really is. It's very reasonably priced for someone who wants to take a two-week workshop.
Right, right. Sorry, I was bending over to plug in my laptop.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I know. I don't want to let you go, Mandy.
I just call you later when I'm all situated. Yeah.
In about a half hour when the show's over, I'll be ready to go.
Yes. Oh, my God. Story of my life. Better late than never.
Mandy needs a couple shots of tequila, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think we all do after today.
I think so.
Yeah. You know what's really funny is I'm at Panera, and everyone I know starts walking in when the show's starting.
Well, of course.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and one of my friends.
Well, if they know you, they're not really surprised. Or
No, they're not. One of my friend's husband's like, why is she doing that from here? And she's like, do you not know Mandy type thing? Yes,
well, see, the nice thing about that is that you'll be easily recognizable. Oh, there's that radio chick.
Yeah, there's the psycho who was laughing so hard.
There's the crazy lady on the corner whose house you don't go to for Halloween.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, man. So, yeah, so what are you working on now, JC?
I'm working on the third book in my Wild Riders series for Berkeley.
Okay. And is this one titled yet, or?
This one will be called Writing on Instinct.
Okay.
And it'll be out in April of next year.
Excellent.
And that's the last book that I currently have contracted for that series, but hopefully when I turn that one in, Berkeley will love it so much that they'll give me more contracts.
Oh, yeah.
So in this book, what do you have in store for the heroine, Michelle?
So, in other words, I need to write that down and give Michelle a story. Yes.
Hey, I thought I was pretty slick.
That was so subtle.
it is her middle name. Subtlety is her middle name. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I get that a lot. I have a long list of heroine names that I need to write. So, yeah, duly noted.
Mandy?
I'm trying to get the chat room on. You're on your own. Okay.
Mandy, in the switchboard, it has a hand that looks like it's about to smack by JC's number. What does that mean? I have no clue what that is. I'm just going to go away now from that. I think your phone just threatened to slap me.
Did it?
I think JC's phone just threatened to slap me. Sorry about the request.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, if anyone has anything they want to say or comment or whatever, go ahead and, hop on the chat or call in. Wow, can we tell? I'm taking a moment to collect myself here.
Let's get them on while they're there.
Yeah.
That's my version of the knock door. Ooh.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Raven Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rowan, Rowan West, and
hey.
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So now, are
you... make it in.
reader, writer, listener, all of the above?
All of the above.
Hi, Rowan.
Hi, is that Stacy? Or is that Michelle or Mandy? Or
this
who's
is,
calling?
This is...
Hi from everybody.
Yes.
Oh, good.
This is JC.
Hi, JC.
Okay, now real quick...
I just read JC Surviving Demon Island, and in case listeners out there haven't read it, read it. It's, yeah, it's good.
It is, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you.
It's
Thank
so
you, Rowan.
You're
I
welcome.
Love Hunting the Demon, too. Yeah.
Yes, that's next on the list.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, for everyone out there, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Rowan, and what you do?
Sure. I am a relatively new Alora's Cave author. My first book came out last August.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was
Yay.
A, thank you. I know. It was a dream come true. So when I found Alora's Cave, I knew that they would be where I wanted to be published. Took a couple more years, but then they were. Woohoo! And then my second story is coming out in the September Caveman anthology.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Those are great collections.
I was so excited.
Now, can you give everybody your website address while you're on here, too?
Sure. It's rowanwesterotica.com because Rowan College in New Jersey took my site without the erotica part. So if we have readers out there who want to be writers, before you pick your pen name, check to see if your .com exists.
Very good advice for
yeah,
new writers.
Yeah,
exactly.
It really is.
Exactly.
Always good to get
thinking.
Your... Always good to get your domain name before you sell your first book, actually.
Yeah.
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 And I would like to just suggest that you rethink using your real name. Just saying. Hindsight.
Good advice. Good advice, Mandy.
Yeah. I'm not really Mandy Roth, no.
No, I'm not really Rowan. But then again, I wanted to be on the stage when I was young, so I've always wanted a stage name, so this is my compromise. Now I have a pen name.
Oh, I want one, too. We should have a contest sometime. Rename Mandy. Okay.
There you go.
Done. Email Mandy's rename, and she'll have
because,
to use it.
Because as writers, we need to be more schizophrenic than we already are.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially you, Mandy.
Oh, yeah. I'm so normal. I need that splash of, color.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for calling in, Rowan, and thank
You're
you again.
Welcome.
What was your story in The Caveman? I don't think you got the title.
Oh, it's called Return to Xander.
Okay, excellent.
He's a hero, and he's the heroine's ex, and she runs into him again when he's a stripper.
Oh!
Woo!
it's a contemporary, so that was
Is everyone thinking
a little
of their ex-boyfriends right now?
Yeah, I don't want to make it on a stage, I'm just saying.
Yeah, very few of my exes could dance normally, let alone that way. But
funny story about strippers. The book I'm working on right now, the heroine has to go undercover as a stripper, and I realized as I started writing it this week that I've never stepped foot in a strip club. So I told my husband yesterday. I said, "This weekend we have to go to a strip club," and he looked at me and said, "Well, if we have to."
Yeah.
Oh, the poor man. The things he does for you.
He sacrifices a lot for my craft, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. How does your husband feel about what we write? Honey, could you lie down? I need to see if she can reach this from that. Yep, she can. Okay, good. Thank you. Bye. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm laying here. Don't you want to do anything else? No, I'm in the middle of a scene, honey. I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all I needed you for. Go back to what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Mine gets excited when I do that because I'm not a cuddler, so sometimes for height reasons I'll walk up and I'll say, okay, just let me put my chin to see where it rests on your, shoulder, and then he's like, okay. And I'm like, hey, that's all I need from you right now. I'll see you in 10 minutes. I gave you 2. You better have what you need done. I got to write, okay? Oh, yeah, life is
really
fun.
Oh, Mandy is such a romantic.
I am.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word.
you're all candlelight dinners and.
Oh my gosh. But yes. So thank you for calling in, and that's coming out when?
Xander comes out in September.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you again.
You?
And
you
definitely
welcome.
We're going to have you on Raven Yahoo Group to do a Reaver and Rebash day, if I can get
that
up.
Oh, I'd love it. Thanks for doing this, because
yes.
I was sad about not being in Pittsburgh, and I was thinking today about the outfit I would have worn tonight and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Oh, I know.
Oh, costumes
no,
are so much fun.
Aren't we all wearing them tonight anyway?
Oh, you bet. I'm all I'm all dressed up.
Wait, we
yeah, I'm all dressed
our
up today.
Right now?
Yeah.
You bet.
So we'll just have to picture Orlando in 2009.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I should just drive up right now in the car and keep, you know, broadcasting, take 2 hours to get to RT, run in and crash the party.
Okay.
There you
guys,
go, Mandy.
You're live. Too bad our show is over now, but you're live. Okay.
Yeah, it's the 4-hour Raven show.
Yeah. That we get cut off of at least 6 times because, you know, Blog Talk can't not do that to us. Yeah.
Right, and then it's only an hour total.
There you go.
That's right.
In
see,
the end,
it balances.
Yeah, totally good.
So next year we'll do this live from RT.
That was
oh, there you go.
This year,
sit around in some room and talk on the computer.
Actually, you know, that's what we pretty much did last RT. No, I get up so early that no one else is up yet, and all these people here can vouch for that. And
yes.
Yeah, poor Angie. Who's at RT
yep.
right now, had me at her door at like a little before 7 knocking because she's like, she wanted to have some time together. I'm like, okay. She's looking at me like, what in the hell are you doing here at this time? I'm like, what, not everybody else is up past, you know, I've been up for an hour or so. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Well, we have a couple other callers online. So, Rowan, thank you so much for joining us.
You are very welcome. We'll see you around,
and
I'm looking forward to learning your
again.
I will. I look forward to learning your faces and not just your names and covers. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
And I'm going to bye. And I'm going to bug out, too, so you can take your other callers.
All right. And
okay.
If, oh, you need to, real quick before you leave, when's your next book come out?
Writing Temptation will be out on October 7th.
Excellent. All right.
And actually, I have an e-book coming out with Sam Hain, Dare to Love, on July 29th.
Ooh, okay. We're going to have to get you. We have you back on in June, I think, on the 18th.
Okay,
if
great.
If you know that, guess what? You're coming on June 18th. The show will be at night, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. So.
Oh, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to call her early in the day and go, don't forget us. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The other people hung up on us. They're just giving up. Well, you know what? Like I said, if you missed Michelle, you know, missed you in the switchboard, just go ahead and email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. Give us your number. Tell us you were there. I'm writing down the numbers as they pop up, and we will get you entered into the contest for,
yeah.
And we'll be giving away some like gift certificates to Amazon. We've got some print books lined up, some PDF,
mm-hmm.
like backlist download type stuff lined up.
Right.
So we'll be giving lots of things away. And again, our apologies for that. If you're listening to the archived version, you can email us our catchphrase, which is Michelle is a golden goddess and Mandy is her lackey. You never changed it on me. I was kidding, but you just went with it.
I said I want my $2, but she just talked right over me.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Well, that's because your phone cut out.
Yeah. Right about the part where it was Mandy is a slacky, cut out.
You know what? You can just email us and say, we listen to you bumbling idiots.
Yeah.
That'll work, too.
Who left you guys in charge of a radio station?
You know, never mind that this was like my one time to be called a golden goddess.
Yes.
You know, instead of like,
let her have it, everybody. She's working the switchboard for her first time, and I'm betting her last time.
Yeah, next time we're just canceling the show. I'll be like, oh, no. Too many buttons.
It's not easy to pay attention to the chat room, the IM, the switchboard, the conversation.
Yeah. I assume. Oh, JC says she hearts us. We heart her, too.
We do. We really do.
I would make a heart, but I don't know how right now. That's too complicated.
anyone wanting to call in and do a shout out or just, you know, say their name on air and say hi to get entered in the contest, it's 646-595-3998. 646-595-3998. And you can also go on ravenhappyhour.com, follow the prompts and the little graphics for Raven Radio, and you will get to Raven Blog Talk Radio. And from there, you can click on the green thing that says click to chat, and you will be in the chat room, and you're welcome to, you know, say something there. So, yeah, okay, done. Yeah,
and be sure to, if you have questions for next week's show, you can enter the contest and also email us questions directly. So
yes.
We will, in an upcoming show, I won't promise next week's show, but because we tend to get off track. But, yeah, you can email us at ravenhappyhour.com. And also be sure to give us that catchphrase, I want my $2. Or one of the other $50 billion that we jokingly listed.
You can go with the goddess one if you want. Okay.
No, that's fine. I was stripped of my goddess title. You know, the power went to my head. I was feeling, you know, very Zeus-like, and you took it from me. I had lightning bolts drawn in costume and everything. Let's see. Oh, I have a ghost story for everybody. I was in the local cable company the other day, and I was standing, it was a long line, and I was, like, at the end of it, of course. And I got up there, and, if, you know, it was, like, the only person in there besides the lady who I was paying my cable bill with. And I felt like somebody was in line behind me, and I heard, like, this kuh noise. And, I mean, I nearly jumped out of my skin. You know how, like, somebody sneaks up behind you and, like, makes a noise? And it felt like somebody had kind of whispered it in my ear, and I didn't, like, feel breath or anything. It just, you know, that sound, that kind of loud whisper. And I jumped, and I turned around to look, and nobody was there. And I just had this really eerie feeling that somebody was, like, standing behind me too close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one to really pay much attention.
Yeah,
to
no, you're not a big, yeah.
I mean, I don't see ghosts around every corner, but it was just so loud to where, I mean, I actually jumped, startled. You know, and I'm trying to maintain talking to the, you know, the cable lady. And I just have this really, like, just heavy feeling of somebody just standing behind me. And then I had this strange feeling all day. So I think a ghost followed me home from the cable company. So I would like him to, hey, ghosty, free cable?
No, can I borrow him? Because seriously, I'm TV challenged. Can I borrow him?
Can you go to Mandy's to help her work the remote?
Okay, guys, the joke has been I'm not a big TV viewer. And I've been in that funky Muse isn't working thing. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going to watch TV. This is a brilliant idea on my part. I'm so excited for myself, right? Well, going out, turn on the TV, can't find the remote. Anyways, when I do find the remote, I don't know how to work it. I go to change the channel. The TV itself changes into fuzz instead of the satellite. So I get it back to the thing, and, you know, I'm like, I'm done. So I have to watch what's on, which at the time was this really crappy show. It was a horrible movie. Anyway, so I watched it from start to finish. And then, over the last 3 days, I have morphed into a couch potato. I have watched the same station for hours during the day, watching crappier movies. I mean, you didn't think they could get worse than the one before? No. They do. So I don't know. It's addictive. Totally addictive.
Yeah. What have you been watching?
No, because somebody's going to be like, I love that movie. Why do you make fun of it? Okay. I'm not going to say.
Just know that I'm making
crappy.
Fun of you in my head right now.
Yeah.
Find the crappiest movie you can think of and put Mandy in front of that. Her watching that.
Yeah.
And really, like I said, this is an intervention to get Mandy away from the TV.
Seriously, it could have been an infomercial, and I would have been just enthralled. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Who's avoiding writing?
Yeah. Not me.
I think everybody kind of has those weeks.
Yeah. But you know what? I feel like a little kid. Like, you know how kids see commercials and they get all excited? I keep seeing commercials for, like, movies that are going to come out or commercials for this show. And I'm like, I want to watch that. I want to see that. I feel like, you know, a kid in a toy store.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the shows that you're getting all excited about were out in the 90s.
Yeah. You know, and you know what's really sad? I'm going to mock myself on this. The one time I was watching television, I sat down with my husband and he was playing something for me. And he had recorded it for me. Okay, that should be the dead giveaway right there. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm yelling upstairs as he's in the kitchen. I'm like, there was a tsunami. He's like, 4 months ago? What the hell? It was TiVo'd,
wow.
Baby. It was TiVo'd. Way to be up on world happenings.
I feel horrible. I suck as a person, and I'm going straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I had reserved seats. Okay. Yes, so, yeah, I was watching 80 movies totally. Dream a little.
Oh, I have an announcement. I'm excited about this. I just found out, I don't think I told everybody about this last week because I just recently found out that the Call of the Lycan series is going to be going into print this spring from EC.
Yes.
And so I'm just excited because, one, I really love that last cover for Call of Temptation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So my vote is that they use that. So if anybody has poll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great
series. Okay, you can go ahead. I just, the screen popped up on my computer, and I got excited again.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm getting IM from people who want to enter the contest. Hey, guys, rattle an email off to, oh, God, what's her email address?
ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com to
yes.
enter the contest.
Yes. And, you know, I want my $2 or Michelle is a goddess.
Golden goddess.
Oh, golden. I'm sorry. Please don't forget the golden or you'll be null and void. Okay. Oh, my
on
gosh. I kid you not. Two more people just IM'd. You got to love the dedication.
Yeah, write down their names.
Yes.
But
you know
what? If you IM the rest of this week, Mandy probably won't write down your name and or it'll get lost. So make sure you email to the address. I think we're, thankfully for our poor listeners this week, are heading towards the end of our show.
This has got to be the most...
the craziest one that we've had.
You know what, that was, I was thinking of British cuss words I could use in place of the F one I wanted to drop. Messed up show we've done lately. Thank you, J.C. Burton, for calling in to help us.
and for calling in, who actually made it through the blockade.
Yeah. Who made it through the flushing, the dropping. We swear to you, we're only a quarter
Mandy's
of this baddie
driving.
Week. Yeah. And everybody at Panera, thank you for dealing with me. That was great. On the drive home, Mr. Highway Patrolman, thanks for not pulling me over.
Do you feel like you're at the Academy Awards?
They like me. They really like me. What's really sad is I was waiting
when I
said all that.
And I would like to thank the Academy. I do want to give a quick kind of up or a rundown of what we have coming up on the Raven Radio.
Yes.
On April 23rd, and our show is always on Wednesday, but we will be switching times towards the end of May. Right now, the shows are 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the LCSR Paranormal Society. Will be joining us on April 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
After that, April 30th, we have Beth Williamson and Denise Agnew, who are both authors.
Yes.
May 7th, we have Judith Rochelle. And on May 14th, Gina Showalter.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give everybody
very
kind of an update.
That.
So mark your calendars, and you can always go to ravenhappyhour.com. Click on the Raven Radio button, and it'll get you a whole list of our upcoming shows and our guests. We've got a lot of exciting things coming this year.
We do. And like I said, we're only usually a quarter of this bad. So there's hope. Yeah. Hey, back me up when there's hope, Michelle.
I'm just leaving you hanging like you left me hanging earlier.
Hope floats, Michelle. Hope floats. Come on.
Yeah, Michelle, you're live. I'm just going to have this chat with these Panera people. I'll be back later. I'm driving home. Don't you worry about me, none.
You know what? Wait, we're E for everyone. Never mind. I love you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. And
thank you, and be sure to email us at...
We're not even going to wait for Michelle to cue the end music. Cause come on. She'll flush us again.
I have to cue it? I thought it was automatic.
No.
Okay. Well, here... Thank you for calling Raven Radio. Thank you for listening to Raven Radio. We'll see you next week when Mandy will be in charge of the controls.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.